USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is reportedly sending Patriot missiles to Slovakia after the country gave an air defense system to Ukraine. Pentagon officials saying the missiles have been already moved from Germany to Poland so they can be transferred quickly to Slovakia. The Patriot missiles are designed to intercept and destroy enemy missiles. This as United Kingdom's Prime Minister Boris Johnson heads to Kyiv and holds a joint news conference with the Ukrainian president to reaffirm British support in the form of economic and military assistance amid continued attacks from Russia.
The Ukrainians have shown the courage of a lion, but you, Volodymyr, have given the roar of that lion.
The national average for a gallon of regular gasoline fell by 4 cents to land at $4.14 a gallon this week. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Christians around the globe are marking Palm Sunday. Pope Francis speaking before a crowd in St. Peter's Square this morning, his first public Palm Sunday Mass since the start of the pandemic. He didn't mention Russia's invasion of Ukraine specifically, but the Pope did warn about what he called the folly of war, leading people to commit senseless acts of cruelty. YouTube is censoring Russia.
YouTube has blocked a Russian parliamentary channel for violating the platform's terms of service as Russia's invasion of Ukraine continues. Reuters reports that the move is drawing outrage from Russian officials and the country's internet regulator. It's accusing YouTube of adhering to a pronounced anti-Russian position in what it called an information war unleashed by the West against Russia. The same allegation that was the basis for the regulator to fine YouTube last month after it failed to get rid of prohibited content regarding Russia's invasion.
Kenneth Burns reporting from New York City. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie. Have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen.
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
West Virginia Attorney General Patrick Morrissey is pointing to a new report from the Drug Enforcement Agency warning about the growing dangers of fentanyl coming into the country. The AG saying it's long past time that the Biden administration makes the United States its priority when it comes to immigration.
These guys seem to want to do anything other than secure our borders. And we see the problem manifest not only in terms of the raw number of people coming across every single day, but in human trafficking. When I was down at the border down in McAllen and along the Rio Grande just a couple months ago, we were learning that the drug cartels are making $100 million a week in human trafficking smuggling. Then you look at the volume of fentanyl flooding in. These guys have been doing everything wrong in this area for the last year.
That audio courtesy of Newsmax. The Starr County Sheriff's Department in South Texas is charging a woman with murder for performing what they say was a self-induced abortion. A sheriff's office spokesman saying the woman was placed under arrest after it was learned that she intentionally and knowingly caused the death of an individual through an abortion. Former President Donald Trump is endorsing Mehmet Oz for U.S. Senate. At his rally in North Carolina Saturday, the former president calling the candidate known to many as Dr. Oz a good, well-educated man with a tremendous career. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.